Welcome back to The Exchange on KUCB. I'm Annie Ropeek. In the second half of our show today, we're talking with Unalaska School Superintendent John Conwell and School Business Manager Holly Holman about their outlook for next year's school budget and what areas could be facing cuts as they work to offset a projected deficit. So thanks to you both so much for joining me today.
It's nice to be here.
Thank you, Annie.
And listeners, Lauren Rosenthal is in the studio taking your calls on air today during this part of our show. So if you have questions or comments for John or Holly, you can give us a call at 581-1888 or send us an email at news@kucb.org or get in touch on Facebook and Twitter. So one of the biggest drivers of our school budget is how many kids are actually enrolled every year. And I gather that's kind of a tricky number to predict. At this week's budget committee meeting for the school, you've settled on this target number of 387. For next year to kind of base the budget around. And that's one more student than we have enrolled now, but we know that about 10, I think, are graduating next year. So all that being said, that puts our schools at a deficit of around $290,000 for next year. So Holly, it doesn't seem like enrollment is the only factor there. What else is going into that number?
Well, yes, our enrollment has dropped. Like you said, we were at a high of 414 a few years back. Last year we were at 407. This year during the count period, we're at 395.6. It's an average. Since then, we've dropped to our current number of 386. So the committee probably spent more time talking about enrollment this year just because we have been dropping and just where everybody's wondering, why are we going to drop more? We have 37 students graduating and 27 that we know of right now coming in from pre-kindergarten to kindergarten. So like you mentioned earlier, that's a deficit of 10 there. So, but the committee did decide on 387, and that does put us in a deficit position, as well as what Representative Edgeman was mentioning earlier about the possible cut from the state. And we have removed the outside the formula funding that they've talked about in the legislature, the governor's talked about. We have removed that from our budget. We don't want to count on that. That's $124,000. Mm-hmm. So all of those things combined have come up. $285,000 is what we're estimating right now for a deficit for next year.
Okay. So it's a conservative number, right? So, I mean, historically, how does this stack up to other years? Have we run or been facing deficits like this in the past?
We've definitely faced deficits, but this is one of the larger ones that I've seen. Certainly back in 1999, 2000, with Senate Bill 36, there was a reworking of the formula. And we were one of the districts that really lost with that. And we had some very tough times then. And that's when the city really kicked in with a separate appropriation for our community schools and paying for part of our maintenance budget. And so besides funding to the absolute cap that they can, the city also funds our preschool separately, our food services, and then part of our maintenance budget for the use of the school, basically. So that was what was developed back then to meet that deficit at mm-hmm. that time.